Hello there, Audio Boo. Long time no talk. My boo today is going to be about an anime called Knights of Cydonia. Cydonia. And this is a first for Netflix because this is only on Netflix. There's nothing else that's carrying this, at least in America, the UK, Canada, and Australia. So, and it's localized in every single country where that Netflix is available. So, you have even need a Spanish one. Tengo español. There's a lot of them. So, this anime is great. It's short. It's like 12 episodes long. That's for season 1. And there is a season 2 coming out. It is in the works. I, for one, can't wait. Okay. What this anime is about is humanity has been basically uprooted from Earth. They are no longer on Earth because they have to face something called the Ganna. The Ganna are, from what I gather from the reactions of the characters, is they are shape-shifting aliens who can survive in space. And nothing can hurt them except for something called the Kanazashi is what I think they called it, or something like that, or something with that Kana material, or whatever they call it, Gana, or whatever, I don't know, but, that material can hurt them, so it's basically, think of it as metal, and they basically break the Enna, or, for lack of a better term, the placenta, and attack the guy's brain, which is called the core. And, basically, to do this, you do this in space. So, there's mechanical robots, giant ones, and you attack with the, what they call, Haggis, which is a form of energy that is recollectible in space. That's how come this ship that is about basically the size of an entire country, 500,000 people, blah, 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 and it's monitored in Japan because a lot of people have Japanese names. The main one is a person who has trained under virtual reality and is able to do things that most people cannot do. It's 12 episodes long. I'm trying not to make spoilers because I'm very famous or infamous, depending on what you are, about spoiling crap. So, it is a good anime if you're into anime, and if you're not, you will enjoy the character development. People die here, there's no happy, you know, maybe at the end there's a bit of happiness, but no, people die here. People who you start to care about die, and that's an anime that is rather interesting because, like I said, Netflix is the only carrier for this anime, or distributor. And the fun part is, as soon as season 1 ended, they had it. They had Netflix, had it, dubbed, and everything. Now, the dubs they got a lot of people who I recognize from other anime, like the guy from Bleach, the girl from Digimon, Rika. They got her. I'm only going by character names because that's all I know them by. And they got a couple other ones. And also the lady from Flint, the time detective, which was years ago. Holy crap, man. This is a really good anime if you're into giant mechanical robots beating the crap out of, honestly, really scary aliens. And it's a 3D type anime, and it's shot with CGI. And it also keeps that 2D anime cel shade feel. I haven't rated this thing yet. I am going to go back and rate it. I'm going to give it a 5. Only because I like it. And I like it a lot. It kept me hooked. 12 episodes, you can get through it in a day or a night and a day. It's in English. It's in Japanese. The music is great. I always complain to, at least myself, that sometimes the J-pop openings for certain anime, like, oh god, Naruto Shippuden, and the endings for Naruto Shippuden, for as a good example, don't really fit the anime to me. But this one does. In fact, the proper opening theme is called Sidonia. And it is epic, you know, heroic sounding, marching, you know, that kind of thing. And then, yeah, I just realized that Sword Art Online 2 is finally out. So I'm waiting for that to be dubbed, and that's going to be fun because I love that series. And for those of you who don't know, I am a huge, well, I'm starting to become a huge, what we call anime nerd, also known as otaku. I've been into anime since I was at least 8, because Pokemon is considered an anime, and that's when it came out, or at least when it really got big, was when I was 7 or 8. Then I went, and then it was Digimon, then Yu-Gi-Oh!, then Mega Man NT Warrior, then, Sailor Moon was good, but I could never get into that one. Dragon Ball Z, I got into a lot later. That franchise needs to die, because that thing has been milked for almost all of its worth. Yu Yu Hakusho was the first adult, almost adult anime I've seen. I saw there was Inuyasha, Naruto, there was also from Zatch Bell, which I've never finished. Let's see, Mega XLR, but that's not really considered anime. It is an American themed anime. What else am I? What else? Oh god, Dragon Ball GT. Don't talk about that, please. So there are a lot of anime that I got into that I either A, never finished, or they never finished itself. Fooly Cooly. Stupid. Oh my god, that anime is so stupid. Adult Swim had marathons of it, so I watched the entire series. It's so stupid. But, and that's it. Like, I've seen Bleach. I couldn't get into, I watched, like, maybe the first, like, 10 episodes of Bleach, and I'm like, I don't know. So I stopped where I stopped. And, yeah. Attack on Titan I can't watch because it's not dubbed. At least not on Netflix, Hulu, or, I think, Crunchyroll obviously wouldn't have it dubbed. I don't have a subscription to Crunchyroll. Let's see. I don't have, well, Crackle is free, and Crackle does not have it. Blue Exorcist is something I got into a little bit. Thank you, certain websites. And yeah, it's a fun thing to get into. I'm part Japanese, so I kind of like this thing. But yeah, like I said, rambling about anime and Knights of Sidonia is what I'm going to title this review. So yeah, thanks for listening. And one more anime that I would want to see dubbed, because I've already dubbed the video game, was Blaze Blue. I've played the game. I never understood the mechanics. I'll try it again. A lot of, what's really ironic is a lot of games that are based on anime are fighters. So, excuse me, some of them have storytelling elements, like a story, most of them do. Some of them you have to walk around and find crap, which I hate because I can't do that. And some of them you just bang, 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 beat someone up, watch a cutscene, beat someone up, watch another cutscene, beat someone up, watch another cutscene. Those are fun. But anyway, I really did enjoy that anime. I really do enjoy almost every anime I've watched. Chobits, that's another one. Fairy Tail, which I'm still getting into. And that's it. So anyway, you take care, everybody. Bye.